A little like Damat HaLacha, I'm trying to give at the beginning of his Zman, I haven't given it for a few Zmanim, so a short few minute introduction. How do we pass on HaLacha L'maisa? How does it work? After seeing the Sugya and seeing the Rishonim, how do L'maisa do we decide who we pass on like? So the Beis Yosef in his Akdama to the Torah, to this Pirish Beis Yosef on the Torah, he actually writes that he was looking to write a Sefer L'HaLacha, and he was looking for a Sefer to write it on. He thought to write it on the Rambam, he says. However, he did write a Sefer on the Rambam, called the Kesef Mishnah. But he didn't write the Beis Yosef on the Rambam, because the Rambam only brings down one Shita, and he doesn't bring down the Makaris B'chlal. So it would be a big Tircha to bring down all the Makaris, and bring down all the Shitas to Rishonim, and then tell you how we pass him. Mameli decided to write on the Torah. The Torah, for the most part, brings down the Shitas to Rishonim. And afterwards, he tells you, usually, I would say 9 times out of 10, or 99 times out of 100, he passes like his father, the Rush. Keneged the other Rishonim. Few and far between, do we find places that the Torah does not pass like his father, the Rush. There are those places, but not many. Memela says to Beis Yosef, how am I going to paskin? Says, the Torah always goes like his father. How do we pass in the Halacha? He says, there's three of the G'dayli Rishonim that we look to, that were Semuchan the Halacha, the Rif, the Rambam, and the Rush. And Memela, that's the Bezdin. And we'll go whoever two out of the three paskin. I mean, that's how the Beis Yosef paskins always. Whenever we have the Rif and the Rambam together, or the Rif and the Rush together, can I get the Rambam? Rambam and the Rif together, can I get the Rush and the Rif, can I get the Rambam? Depending how we paskins, depending what the breakup of the Bezdin is, that's how we paskins. Now, it's not really fair, because the Rif and the Rambam come from the same Beis Medrash. They come from Rabbeinu Hananel's Beis Medrash. And not only that, if you look at the Rambam in his Akdama, so the Yad HaChazaka, he writes that the Rif already wrote a Sefer LaHalacha. He says, and you cannot find something wrong in what he wrote. Just a few places. Lo yagia b'chol inyan ad eser, b'chol ashat. He says, there's not even 10 places that you could be chorilik LaHalacha on the Rif. Kumta is that the Rambam cannot always pass in like the Rif. So you have the Rambam and the Rif. Can I get anybody else that's going to be going out that way? And very often that's the Rush. This was one of the reasons that led the Darkei Moshe, as he writes in his Akdama to the Torah, it is Pirush on the Torah, the Darkei Moshe is the Ramah. He writes, he says, Kama Taimim, that he's coming to write his Pirush. He actually started writing a Shulchan Aruch as well, at the same time that the Beis Yosef started writing the Mechaber. Halfway through, he heard that the Shulchan Aruch was printed, and he was Ice Man. He didn't know what to do with himself. And he writes, at the end, he says that he found something to that was lacking in the Sefer of the Beis Yosef, which is really what he writes in the Darkei Moshe, and that is that the Beis Yosef wasn't Mesiachis to any other Rishonim. The Rambam, the Rif, and the Rush are the G'dayli Rishonim LaHalacha. There's very, very many other Rishonim LaHalacha that he's not Mesiachis to. The Smag, and the Smak, and the Ravyo, and the Bali Atesis. Betzem all Chachmei Ashkenaz, that he wasn't Mesiachis to. And he says that our Minig very often is built on the Chachmei Ashkenaz. And the Mela, you weren't Mesiachis to them b'chol. That's the first thing. The second thing he writes there is that even the Beis Yosef himself didn't always go like his Bezdin. Sometimes he doesn't always pass in like two out of the three. He also writes, he says that you weren't Mesim Lev to Masha Tzokhu HaKadmoinim, that the Halach is like a Basroi. We know the Gemara says we pass in the Halach is like a Basroi. That means that later on, the Tano, or the Amoro, or the Rishon for that matter, we're going to paskin like them. Why? Because they saw all the Shitas before them, and they saw all the different arguments, and nevertheless they chose one over the next. That means, you could always Taina, had the other one heard of the second Shita, the second Taina, the second Rayo, then maybe you would have been Chayzer. The Achreinim, the Basroi, they saw all the Tainas, and all the Shitas, and all the Machleksim, and even so they passed in one way, and that's the way that we go. Bameila, the Beis Yosef was Mesiachas to the G'dayli Achreinim of the Rishonim, the Merivayel, and the Chumat Hadeshin, and the Ma'aril, so also G'dayli Ashkenaz, probably Chumat Hadeshin, I would say, Chumat Hadeshin is from the last of the Achreinim. There's command no Chumat Hadeshin that we don't pass in like La'alacha. Mamish, the Chumat Hadeshin happens to be, he has two Chalakim to Sefer, the Iker Sefer Chumat Hadeshin, he wrote the questions himself. He made up the questions himself, and he answered them himself. But Be'etzem, that means he was coming sort of to Paskin, bring down the questions that are Negei Halacha Ma'aseh, and coming to Paskin. That's what the Chumash HaDeshen was doing. The second Chelek is Pesukim Miktavim. There he does have questions that he answers. But he was from the first of the people that came out with this idea, that was followed very, afterwards by many people, Shagazari and others, that to make up your own question, I know people that do that nowadays also, he gives them out before the halacha. And afterwards, he made up the questions and answered them. Says the Ramah, Bemela, that's how, our minig is like that. I'm not going to tell you to be chorlik if your minig is like the Rif and the Rambam. But the minig of the Ashkenaz is very often like the Bali Atesis, like the Rosh, like the Rashbam, like these Gedarilim, Smak. And Bemela, you weren't Mesiachasim, Bemela, I'm coming to be Puris Mapa on your Shulchan Aruch, putting down a tablecloth in your Shulchan Aruch to finish it up, give it little finishing touches. Bemela, that's how the Ramah says to be Paskin, he is coming to be Moisef that Chilek. Now, two things to bear in mind. Halacha is very, very not clear-cut. Very not clear-cut. As we know, there's nothing which is, the Gemara says in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lamed Ches, Yishoytetu b'chutzois, v'lo yimtzu chokhmah, that they're not going to find, the Gemara says, lo yimtzu, lo halacha b'lura, lo mishne b'ruv, lo halacha b'ruv b'shum achim. You're not going to be, there's going to come a time that you're not going to have anything which is clear. We call it a Mishnah Berurah, but Lamaisa, as the Mishnah Berurah, is full of Machleksim, Bechulu, and Begdei Lachreinim, Begdei Mishenim. There's nothing which is really clear. Everything is a suffix. Everything is Machleksim about everything. The Ramban in his Agdamot HaMochamais, he writes that Torah is not like math. Math, everything is defined. 2 plus 2 is 4, 4 times 4 is 16, 16 plus 16 is 32, everything works out exactly. He says, Torah is not that way. He says, you won't find any clinching rayas that are raya she'inel of tshuva. Anything you could be chalik on. Anything that the Rambam derives, the Rav is chalik on him. Everything that the Rif writes, the Baal Mar is chalik on him. It's not everything. There's many things that are clear. But the nidainim that we're trying to handle here, that the Shulchan Aruch has to come to Paskin, that are namafurs, that's dependent on many machleks and rishenim and achreinim and the same thing we find by Pesach Zmanin. Come on, anybody have seen the Sefer, tremendous Sefer, Dorma Lakhtim? That's really just about any topic that you have, you'll have a machlekes. You'll have a machlekes about it. So what do we do, Allah al-Maisa? What do we do, al-Maisa? So the Ramban is Sefer Teres Chatos, which he wrote in Isra V'Heter. He writes something fascinating. Everyone learns Isra V'Heter knows that there's very many halachas that the Ramban writes, that this is the halacha, but B'Shas Tzachak, you could be Mekum. Be'erev Shabbos, we have some meruba, oni, things that it's a shasat chak. Any type of a shasat chak is you were able to be mekum. The question is, fekta teres chatos, fekta ramah. How did I do that? How did I write that? This is like if it gets too expensive, so you pay the rabbi off, and then it's free, and then it's mutter. You can if it's aser, it's aser. What does it mean that if it's a heftim meruba, also it can be mekum? Says the ramah, no. The reason why I write it is because lechatchila I hold that Allah is like the mekum. But since Lamaisa is Machlekes Rishenim, to just throw out the Rif and the Rambam, or just throw out Shitas or Gedoli Rishenim, because we pass like one of the other Shitas, we don't do that. So Lechatchila, we're Chreshes for the other Shita. If it's a Heftim Ruba, I'm not going to tell you to be Machmer, Shaloi Kenega, what I think is the Ikra Adin. But in Echanami, it works the other way around. It's not that the Ikra Adin is a Chumrah, and we tell you to be Mekel if it's a Shasat Chak. No, the Ikra is the Kula. However, if it's not Shasat Chak, Lechatchila should be Machmer. Lechatchila should be Machmer. That's an eye opener for all of Halacha. All of halacha is like that. All of halacha is like that. Lechatchila to be chayish for other things. Why do you have to be machmer? What? No, lechatchila, there's rishonim that say the way. Anybody that learned last month was zeichet to learn with us. Shinu mokrim. There's a massive machlokes between the Rif and the Rambam, and Tosfos and the Rashbam and the Rosh, that they all hold the Rif and the Rambam go one way, very much more machmer, uniquely more machmer in shinu mokrim, that even if you ate bread and you leave the house, it's a shini mokrim. And the Ramah goes not that way, like the Gedolei Ashkenaz. Now, to totally knock out the Rif and the Rambam, the Gedolei Rishonim, is very difficult to. Lamaisa, you want to know you can make a bracha and be machmer and make a bracha? No, we're not going to do that. Lechatchila, you should be chayshish. Lechatchila, there's certainly a mokrim to be chayshish. Not only that, there's a bir halacha in Siman Tov Reish Nun Vav. When you get the Hidur Mitzvah, that he says that the halacha is Hidur Mitzvah Shlish. The machlokes, what does it mean, hidur mitzvah shlish? It doesn't mean that if you have a very small esrei, just exactly the right size, you should spend up to a third more to get a bigger size? Or does hidur mitzvah shlish mean, no, you have two esreikim, one is nicer than the other one, even though they're both kosher, they're both the same size, just one of them is much nicer. You should spend up to a third more to get the nicer one. L'chavar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hidur mitzvah shlish. That's the machlokes, the machavar, and the zan, and the safrish, and the vav. Says the Bir Halacha from the Prima Gadim, he says, That's what the machlokes is hidden mitzvah shlish. But what everybody agrees is that in a case where you have a suffix whether or not your esrog is kosher, there's a suffix. According to the Ravid, it's possible. According to the Rambam, it's kosher. Even though we paskin like the Rambam, not like the Ravid. So your esrog is kosher, according to halacha. Everybody agrees you should spend the third more to make it that your esrog should be kosher, even according to the Ravid. Even though it's not brought down halacha. If it's a mamash, a shita yichidah, nobody holds that way of the Seder. But he says, I'm big deyesha, sheikh mir filo yesabiza. Says the Mishnah Berurah, it's in esrog, v'huad shar mitzvahs. Says in all the mitzvahs, it's really like that. It's in hider mitzvah. But we see this musig of chopping another shita. It's not just chopping another shita. Your esrog is puzzle according to the rising. You're not being yetzid the kokama that you're not being yetzid according to one of the rishonim. There's this hider mitzvah shlish means you have two esrogim. Each one you could be yetzid with, just one is nicer than the other one. Here, according to certain shitas, you're not being yetzid. Kol shekin, for sure, everybody's going to agree in such a case, you have to spend more money to be yetzid the shitas, even though we don't pass them that way. One more maramokin in the same minyan. Reb Moshe has a tshuva about teichon on Shabbos, smashing bananas. Everybody's seen the tshuva. He writes that the Chazon Ish was machmer, not to mash bananas in a regular oifen. Reb Moshe says that you write the Chazon Ish, well, somebody asked him about the Chazon Ish. So Reb Moshe answers, he says that the Chazon Ish is not like the Gedolei Achronim. He's not like the Rambam, he's not like the Shulchan Aruch Harav, he's not like the Magen Avraham, he's not like the Aruch HaShulchan, and the one he says not like the Goyim, the Mamash not like the... Then he continues and he says, not only that, the Chazon Ish in his own lumdus of how he learns Teichin, also it doesn't make sense that it should be Aser. Even the Chazon Ish alone, it shouldn't be Aser. Then he says at the end, he says, what should we do, Allah HaLamayisa? The Chazkil B'chayish V'Chazon Ish. So he says, Miyoy Teich B'chayish V'Chazon Ish. Use the back handle of the fork when you want to mash your banana. If it's too hard, then just mash it regularly. That's what Ramesh says. Whoa. What just happened? You just proved to me how Sai in Halacha and Sai in Lomdis, the Chazon Ish is wrong. And nevertheless, he told me, Miyoy Teich B'chayish V'Chazon Ish. You're right, we have our tainus as Ramesh. Well, the Maisa Chazon Ish is not the way. Chazon Ish from the G'dori Le'apoyis came in the last generation. He says, Lamaisa, not that way. The Chatrim, to be Cheshish for the Chazanish. It's too difficult. Then. But you see this musig of being Cheshish for being Cheshish, to spend some money, spend some time, spend some. Because to be Cheshish for another Shita. We're so makbid when it comes to Gashmir, on that should be the best. Ruchnis also deserves no less. Certainly when it's not hard and it's not Hefsim Ruba, for sure. Alchas Kamakam. Memela, even though La Lacha might be one way, the Chatrila, if it's not too much of a chumrah, then we go the other way. Now, if it's a chumrah which is going to be at the expense of something else, then that's mishkal chasidus. Every chumrah, you have to be shoykel mishkal chasidus. I remember I once asked Rebbe with certain thing, but hilchos Shabbos. So I said, what about this? He says, it's a nice chumrah. So I said, should I be noyged? So he says, it depends how hard it is for your wife. That was the moedid. You want to take it on yourself, terrific, but you're not the one that's going to be dealing with this issue 2 minutes before Shabbos. It was a bishul blech question. You're not going to be one that's dealing with it, so it depends. Is it matim or is it not matim? You want to be machmer, you could be machmer. So put your chumrah on somebody else, that we're not going to do. A chumrah which is also the kula somewhere else, b'seder. A chumrah which is only for you, b'seder, then the chatchilah should be machmer for that. Now, what do we do alach l'maisa? How do we paskin? The things that are in the Mishnah Berurah, so for the most part, we go like the Mishnah Berurah, unless the minigrain is not the one. How do you define minigrain? It's also difficult. But us in the Chaburo, many of the questions in Brachas specifically, I asked to be able to work with, so I try to bring down what he told me. However, where I don't know what he said, I try to do what I think, glean from the Paiskim and from what I know, from what I've seen and heard, that what's Minig Olam? What the Minig Olam is to do. And I found a fascinating Shoyel HaMeishiv, Reb Shlomo Zalman brings, and it's brought down in Hilchos Shemen. He brought it down from the Shoyel HaMeishiv, who said that he was asked a question. He was asked two questions. First, he was asked when he gets to sugar. So the Shem Aryeh wrote to him. He says he wanted to ask for sugar al special akum, and he went and he come v'kam time that it should be aser. And he was mamish. The Shoyel HaMeishiv was matriach himself to answer back how it's not a problem and how it's mutter. B'kitzer, he wrote another truth with him about something else, about shaving on Chol HaMoed and how it should be mutter. And the Shoyel HaMeishiv was matriach himself to answer how it's aser, even though he has rayas, but the ma'aseh, he wants to matriach himself that it should be aser. Kitzur, the Shem Aryeh wrote back to him, he says, what's going on over here? He says, I go ahead and I bring you good rayas one way that it's mutter, you go ahead and show me that it's aser. I go to the show that it's aser, you show me it's mutter. Give me the hachas, you're going again, can I give me? So quote what the Shoyel HaMeishiv wrote back to him, Ki klal gadol hu bedin, puk chazim ayam edabar. A big klal is, like Yerushalmi says, Kol Mokum Shir Halacha Rifefesi Biyot, any time you have a suffix with Halacha is, Pukhazim Amedabar, go and see how the Olam is Noik. Ulachain, Kimin Shibinin Asukar Nispashir Adav Yisrael Leheter, since by sugar, it's the Olam is Noik a heter, not to be Cheshur Bishalakum, Choyter Ani Bechol Koichi Lachazik Eterim. That's why I'm trying with utmost effort to be Mechazik the heter. However, when you get to Giluach HaKalamai, people understand that it's Asr. That's how they fear Zach. I'm not going to go ahead and make my pecha. Can I get a minig oilam? This was also, and this is maybe, they say, one of the reasons why Reb Moshe, sometimes we go like the Aruch HaShulchan, not like the Mishnah Berurah. The Aruch HaShulchan very much did this. The Aruch HaShulchan very much went to be mamlet on the minig oilam and to be miyasid it. And one of the places in Shabbos that the Mishnah Berurah says something about Bnei Yisrael that they're doing, they have to be very extra careful with what they're doing. It could be Shalav Kam Vakam Yisrael Shabbos. The Aruch HaShulchan writes, Loma Noima Shabbanei Yisrael Aisa Shalei Kedin. Why should we say they're doing Shalei Kedin? And it goes to be Masber Barichus, why it's not a problem. So we try, Vifel Mekan, as much as we could, to bring down what is Minigar Elam. Ubezei Echinu. Simen Kovches. Sif Aleph. We have the Yechilis through Sif Zayin. I apologize to those that didn't get all the way there, and I apologize to those that got much past there. Lachem. Sif Aleph. To oinenas leispal shachas nispal mincho shtayin. Harishirino mincho vashniya letashnimim. Vim hipich layoti de tfilo shi letashnimim. Tzarech lachsor lespal leisto. Vachin adim uchomokmu shetarech lespal shi letashnimim. The Mechaber quotes the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch that says, is that a chiv or is that a rishus? Is the din tashlumis best from Lashon the Gemara? Is that a chiv or is that a rishus? The truth is that the Einayim Lemishpat on Brachis says once the betrayal of that, the machloikis of the Rif and the Taisvis, Rabbein Yehuda, and Chavav and Beis, wants to be tailored in whether or not they hold that it's a chiv or rishus, whether or not you have to daven a second tefillah if you didn't say, Matzei Rish Chedesh, you're coming to be mashlim. A mincha, should you daven that tefillah or not? You want to be tefillah in that. That would be maybe a machlokes rishonim. The shaila is, how do we paskin halacha lemaisa? L'chora, the way that we paskin, when you get to Sif Zayin, it's brought down the halacha lemaisa. What the Rosh and the Torah bring from the Goyin, when you get to Mezid, if a person is Mezid, says the Goyin that even though you're not mechuyev, there's no din tashlumin, movus lo yuchal is Goyin, and nevertheless, rishai lashlima, tmutta to be mashlimit. The Lashon of the Beis Yosef is that it's a not like a regular case of a person with a shaygi that he has a chayva to be mashlim. He says, the reason why you don't, when you're mashlim, he says, you don't have to be mechadish by davar. Why? Because if you would have been shaygi, if you would have been, you would have a chayva to be mashlim. Now you don't have a chayva, rishai, it's mutter. Mashma then in a chanami, and this I saw the Aruch HaShulchan says on this halacha, borrowing from that halacha, he says that, in a case where you're a shaygi, there's a chiv to be mashlim. In a case where a person is mezid, there's no chiv. If he wants to, we could be mashlim. With that in mind, what's the story with a woman? Is there a din tashlumin for a woman as well? So halacha is that a woman is chayiv in tefillah. When we saw the halachas in Kuvav, exactly what they're chayiv in. Simen Ayin, Simen Kuvav, what they're chayiv in. L'maisa Mishnah Berurah came out that la halacha that they are chayiv. V'chein ikir ki kein das reva poiskim. Al kein ish lahazir l'anoshim shispalu shmoyin esrei. Says Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Dalet. Kuvav, Sifkot and Dalet. He says, V'yir mergam, he says, they shorasim yukabal l'chashamayim. Even though they're makabel and chayva, noshim lekiblo aleim. Reuben named Nisbal and Arvis. May the Mishnah Berurah understands that a woman is chayiv in tefila, shachris and mincha. Marv, they were never makabel himself. So that's the case. L'chora, a woman is chayiv in mincha according to Mishnah Berurah, shachris and mincha. A woman is, and the din of tashlumin is the din of chayva. Then l'chora, a woman is going to be chayiv in tefila tashlumin as well. The shayla is, what does she do in a case? Not only that, that's a mashmoyes Mishnah Berurah. In Simon Reish Tamach Gimel Sifkot and Mem Gimel in Hilchos Shabbos, he says if you're about to bench lift and you realize you didn't daven mincha and you don't have enough time to do both of them, he says don't daven mincha and then bench lift and get into a shayla of Chilo Shabbos. Yisur Toiv to bench lift first and you'll be mekabel Shabbos and you'll daven arvish time. He says you'll daven arv twice. Mavur in the Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah understood that a woman has a choyves tashlumin for mincha. Now what happens if she doesn't usually daven marv? Some women daven marv Friday night, even though they didn't daven the week. Some people daven during the week at all. Some always. Some people never daven. Some people never daven shachas mincha as well. We're talking about somebody that davened Shacharis Mincha, and we'll get to that in a minute. We'll get to that in a minute. Ezer Hashem. A woman that davened Shacharis Mincha and she doesn't daven Maariv. When is she supposed to be mashlim the Mincha that she missed? That the Mishnah Berurah tells me. So the truth is, the Mishnah Berurah says, like, you should daven Maariv. Now the shaila is, if she doesn't generally daven Maariv, so she, what's her tefillah smucho? The next tefillah that she davens is Shacharis. So the Chorish, she should be able to be mashlim in Shacharis. It's really three options. Either we say she can't be mashlim because she doesn't daven Maariv, or tonight she should daven Maariv even though she doesn't usually daven Maariv, so she can be mashlim. The third option is that Shacharis she should be mashlim. From the Stimus HaMishnah Berurah that tells us in Kuvav that most women don't daven Maariv, and even so he tells me that on Mincha and Erev Shabbos, bench licht and daven Maariv twice, Kinira the Mishnah Berurah understood that it's better that a woman should daven Maariv twice, even if she doesn't generally daven Maariv, she should daven Maariv twice, Kidei to be mashlim the tefillah that she missed. However, that's how Rosh Shlomo Zalman goes as well, that she should daven Maariv, that's her next tefillah, not Shacharis. Shacharis would not be considered the next tefillah. Says Rosh Shlomo Zalman as well, since women were not makabel themselves to daven Maariv, Mamela, if a woman misses Maariv, then even if she's the woman that was, she does daven Maariv. If a woman misses Maariv, she does not have to be mashlim in Shacharis. Because even though men were makabel themselves choyve, women were not, even if she herself happens to daven that tefillah. And he says the same thing, but again, any other tefillah. He says she doesn't usually daven mincha. A tefillah that she's not usually, she doesn't usually daven, she doesn't have to be mashlim. A tefillah that she does usually daven, she should be mashlim, except for Maariv. If she wants to be mashlim Maariv, she could. And he says even more so, you don't even need a chiddush. The ma'aseh says tefillah tashlumin. You're just not mechuyev. Now, what's with a katan? A katan that misses a tefillah, misses mincha, does he have to daven two Maariv? So I saw in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah they bring down from Rabbi Yashiv and from Ruchaim Kanievsky that nochoin to be mechanech children to be mashed in the tefillah. In the Isha Yisrael, he doesn't quote either of them. He quotes the Batel HaChachma, who says that a child that misses does not have to be mashed them. Kimdumani, that is the Minig Olam. Minig Olam is that a child that misses a tefillah, he's not mashed it, he tries to daven vifel mekan. But a kid that doesn't have a mincha, he doesn't have a maariv twice, as far as I know. Maybe if he's already 12 years old, he's mamish atat, then he's makbid on most of the things anyhow, savitzai. But the standard child, even though we're going to be mechanechim at age 9 to daven shemir ne'esri, we're not going to be mechanechim as well, like the Pesel HaChachma says, to be the chayves tashlumen. Chayves tashlumen. What's the svar not to? What's the svar not to? That's a good question. It could be that the din chinuch. It's interesting. In the case, let's say a person is a suffix, a child is a suffix, whether or not he benched, we're going to tell him to bench. There's a chayvus d'oraisa in the first place. It's more of a chiyuv. The question is, I guess the chinuch is lav dafka all the pratim. The chinuch is to the etzem mitzvah. The scenarios that it could be that there's other svaras. Actually, did not have a chance to look it up. I thought I had it somewhere on the Tel Hochman. I did not. And today I was supposed to look it up before I came, and I was nena as I saw, and therefore I didn't see inside what his time was. But that is with regard to women and children. Now, Mr. Brewer brings down over here. It was really machlokes we saw in the Taz and the Drisha. Minigayato isik b'tarchi tzibur. Somebody is isik b'tarchi tzibur. Be'emuno. He is pater from davening. The shail is he pater that there's no chiyuv tashlumin? He's pater and there is a chiyuv tashlumin afterwards. Says the drisha, no, it's like an oinin. Assuming that oinin has a ptur, there's no chiv bechlal tadavin. Memeila, he doesn't have to make it up. There's no din tashlumin. So too, oisik b'tzar chetzibar, oisik b'mitzvah, potom and mitzvah. There's no chiv to make it up. Taz is chaylik. He says no. An oinin has no chiv, as opposed to an oinin wants to daven and he can't daven. He says, Mashenkin over here, the oisik b'tzar chetzibar, he can't daven. He's busy. That's like an oinin. And memeila, there is no ptur like einin, and therefore there would be a din tashlumin. Lalach lamaisa in Simin Tzadi Gimel, Mishnah Berurah does not pask in here. He sends you to Tzadi Gimel. In Tzadi Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah paskins lamaisa that a person does not have to be mashlim. In the Sharatin, he says kimish. The Mishnah Berurah says ein tzarach lesbal min chashtaim mishvil tashlumin shachris kimish b'shas kavas ayu potim imenu min adin ein tzarach letashlumin klal. Says the Sharatin and test. That's the drisho. Shach goes like that as well. The like it taz the gamon timen kovches. Not like the taz. Nevertheless, interestingly enough, by us, the Mishnah Berurah does say that I am prima godim b'simen zeh. The nochin shegam bazeh is balach yach lashem matzvila shchzerli. As the echad is balach bazeh is balach b'teres nadavi chadish b'davim. Says the prima godim, even though by einin we would never say this. When Einin, we wouldn't say that he should be mashed in the tefillos afterwards. Nevertheless, by Yisrael Tzarek HaTzibur, the Primo Gazim says, Nochin, they should be mespal tefillos nadava and be mechadesh boi dover. And be mechadesh boi dover. The Yesh line, whether or not we're going to say that, Bizmaneinu, as we'll get to in a minute, Be'ez Hashem. This is also only, obviously, for only a potter, only if there was a ptur, he was Yisrael Tzarek HaTzibur from the beginning of the Zman Tefillah till the end of the Zman Tefillah. If he only became Isaac B'Tzarek HaTzibur halfway through this Zman Tefillah, then he was ready in his Chayav beforehand. He's Chayav Midin HaTashlumin. What is the Tefillah Zman Tefillah? I could not find somebody that discusses it. But Lachar Tefillah Zman Tefillah is Netzach Hamo, because that's the Lechatchila Zman for Davening. Even though B'Dievet, Rosh HaSalchak, you let it down from Leis HaShachar afterwards, it's not before Netzach Hamo. Nevertheless, since the Lechatchila Zman is from Netzach Hamo, Lachar, that's the Tefillah Zman that a person would be have to be Isaac B'Tzarek HaTzibur. Somebody asked me, L'chorer, this is Mashmoyis of the Drisha, that's not the Afkoyis of B'Tzarek HaTzibur. It's any Oisik B'Mitzvah's Patron Mitzvah. If a person was with his wife in the hospital because she was giving birth, and he was with her from the beginning of Netzach Hamo till afterwards, then L'chorer, according to, if you were Oisik B'Mitzvah and she needed you and you couldn't have the time, you didn't have the 5 minutes to daven, if you had the ability to daven, you had the ability to daven. If you didn't have the ability to daven, Mamash, you were needed the entire time, then in Echanami L'chorer, you're Patron Menadin, according to this, and you would not have to make it up. When a person davens tashlumin, what does he have to make up? So we saw when he gets to kriyas shema is machlekes. When he gets to kriyas shema, whether or not it's din tashlumin, we pass the lemaisa. Mishabur passes that there is no din tashlumin. When he gets to psuki the zimra, the tila David says the chori should make up psuki the zimra beforehand. He missed shachris, that's saying in mincha. He says timas poiskim is not that way, and certainly that's the minig olam is not to say psuki the zimra. Birchas hashachar that you missed, if you missed the entire shachris, the Mishabura says in Simon and Beis, even without the Din of Tashlumin, a person that didn't say, he didn't miss any tefillahs, he davened Shachris, he just didn't, he was a little bit late, so he started from Baruch Shama, and then he was going to planning on saying it after Shachris, and he forgot about it. Comes Mincha, and he realizes, I didn't say, I didn't say, Birchas HaShachar. Can I say it? Says the Mishabura, Ein Lim Choyitz B'Yana Mekilim, to say, Birchas HaShachar, afterwards, even after, it wasn't Niskan, there's a Shaila, but there's a Niskan, Dafke B'Shachris, or an entire day, and he says that you could say it an entire day.
Is it
Osir? Kokama that it was in Niskan then it's a Shalav Ebrach Levatala. You could say all the Kapitlach, you could say all the Iker, all the Halalukas you could say. You could say, yeah. There's a famous Chiddush from the Kedai that a person should hear once in their life. Hopefully they should hear many times. The Chavaz Das says in Simen Kuf Yod, the Chavaz Das is in the Sivis. He says in Simen Kuf Yod in Yisra Beheter that a person that says Kriyashma, Lane's Kriyashma, a second time, L'choivo, and when he's not M'choiv, he says the Shaila of L'Yisis Hashem Hashov, M'maski Hashem Shemayim L'Vatol. That means that we always know saying a Pasuk is never a problem. You can say a Pasuk 10,000 times. No problem to say it 10,000 times. Nevertheless, if you're doing L'Shem Choivo, then it's already a Shaila, whether or not let's say it says in the Sivas. La'alach al-Maisa B'Pash says we don't pass in this way, but you shouldn't be M'chav in L'Shem Choivo, maybe because if you're not mechuyev b'davar, maybe shaila's about Tosef, other things, is not. But he says that even by a pasuk you could find that. I mean, you want to say for the choyvas pasuk the zimri, you want to say the halalukas, and you're not mechuyev. The pashas is that it's not a problem. The saying the bracha, that's a shaila. Now there's a chiddush over here that comes out that one tefillah seemingly could be either a choyva or a tashlumin or both of them together. The Mishabura says from the Radvaz, Magen Avraham brings it down, from the Radvaz, Mishabura passing this way, that a person is able to, if he's a shat, a person didn't daven Marav and he should say for Shachris, he's allowed to count his Shachris, Chazor Sashat, as a double Tvilo. It could also count as a, to be Maitzi the Baki, the Ein Baki in Shachris, it's a Chazor Sashat for Shachris, and it also counts as your Hashlama for Marav. The Shal is, how does that work? How do you have a Tvilo which is also Shachris, also Marav? So Shari Tshuva discusses this, and he says it's not a problem. Af agav da shliach tibur mechavin lo yitzim yishen yabaki al tefillah shachris, vu miskavin al arvis, les lan bo, kivin da abrachas ki adodi ninu. Kamash gaza magan avram, from the Radvaz. He says that's not a problem. If you have the same brachas, there's nothing different in the Shmoni Esrei, then it's not a problem that you could be considered as two Shmoni Esreis. One is a shachris, one is a marv. They're both the same type of Shmoni Esrei. I, one yidav in Sim Shalom, one yidav in Shalom Rav. Kinir, that's not a problem. Kinir, that's not a problem. And it works as both. Mifratesh, Sim Shalom, you could say, last Bir Alacha in Chelek Aleph. Interesting Bir Alacha. He says, Im Nizkir Bavaykir Shishitzko Shalom Rav, Kredim Shama Baruch Hat Hashem, Efshad Yatsim Rishim Shalom. If a person in the morning started saying Shalom Rav, and he got up to the end, Baruch Atah, and then he says, I just want to say Shalom. He says, after you should go back. But he says, Fakert, Im Irelei Kein Ba'erev, Shomer Sim Shalom, Afilum Nitzke Kainim Shomer Baruch Atah Hashem, Nira De'in Tzarech Lachzer. Nechi Mishum Shohisev Be'Bakosh Migre Gor. So Mishum Bura, if you started in the Marv saying Sim Shalom, and he got all the way to the end, you don't have to go back. Because you add it on, it's worse? No, it's not a problem. So l'chor, it's not a problem to say Sim Shalom in the morning, and you have in mind your marav as well. It's not a problem. Kumtais, it's the same words, and l'chor, it's more than that, it's because they're both a chayva. One's not a safik, they're both a chayva, and therefore, they're both, it's not two different types of shmein asay, it's the same type of shmein asay, and the same words as shmein asay, and b'meila, it's not a problem. We see this in a few other times as well. The Be'er Halacha declares, what happens if a person, he realizes in the middle of shmein asay, he's davening, he has to daven tashlumin. So he knows he missed Shacharis and he has to make a mincha. So if you always have to make up what you missed beforehand before you go weiter. So he starts with tashlumin first. He didn't learn the first halacha. He didn't learn the kavan chabur. He didn't learn the first sif. But meila, he starts with tashlumin first. Halfway through, he's like, oh my goodness, I did learn this once. Hold on. I did learn. It was the last time kavan learned it. I did learn this once and they said he's supposed to do tashlumin first. Can he kick into tashlumin in the middle or not? Says the Mishnah Berurah that we know that you can't if a person, as a few people told me this past week, that has happened to them, probably happened to everybody at some point in their life, that usually on Erev Shabbos this happens for some reason, person davens early, and then he's in a rush right before his shkia, I gotta get to mincha. Goes running to daven mincha, his middle shmur nasteri, and I daven mincha already. I daven number 15, what's going on? He's holding slach lon avinu. This seems eerily familiar. What does he do? The halacha is, the Gemara says, and that's passing the halacha, is you stop in the middle. The shaila is, why can't you switch it to nadava? Say the Rishonim, you can't switch a tvila from a choiva to nadava in the middle. And since your kavanah was for a choiva, you can't switch it to nadava in the middle. Clara's the Mishnah Berurah, how about from a tashlum to a choiva? Can you do that? That maybe you could do. Why? L'chor, what's the difference? A choiva to a nadava, one's a choiva and one's not a choiva, one's a rishus. As opposed to a tashlum and a choiva, they're both the same. And both the same words. And even though you're mechavim from one not the other, ken zayin, you could switch it. Not only that, we find that the Mishnah Berurah says such a thing. He says that later on, he says, you could really switch it. Person davens the first tefillah for chayva, the second tefillah to tashlumin. As he finishes the tefillah to tashlumin, he remembers, oyvei, I wasn't mechavim in the chayva, I didn't say the same dalamat levracha, I gotta go do my chayva again. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if you weren't mechavim lehedya in the middle for either one, you could just make the second one that should have been the tashlumin, you could just turn it into a chayva. And l'chora, that's going if you weren't mechavin. The Taz and the Magen Avraham go even a step weiter. And they hold, even if you were mechavin, if a person was mechavin, that the first one should be tashlumin, and the second one should be a choiva, on a Sunday afternoon, he forgot shachar this morning, he davens mincha twice, the first one tashlumin, second one for a choiva, say the Taz and the Magen Avraham, it's not a problem, you're right to your choiva. Ah, the Gemara says if you switch them, according to the Rif, the Gemara says that if you switch them in, it's a problem. That's only if there's a gilui das. But kokama, there's no gilui das, it's the same tvila, it's the same choiva. Then we look at it as the same chayva, and there's no problem to switch it from one to the next. If you went ahead and you did something different, you made it say it out to Chanatan, it's not the same tefillah anymore. Then it's a problem. But if it's the same tefillah, then it's not a problem to switch it from chayva to tashlumin, tashlumin to chayva in the middle. The reason why do you have to put the tashlumin beforehand, this is just kedai to bear in mind, because depending on the reasons, there's going to be nafka minas lalacha. Why do you have to put the tashlumin beforehand? There's kama timing that are brought down in the poskim. Levush says because tzad v'shina tzad tzad kredim, and we learn out of a pasuk, therefore it's makabid the evet. The Taz says no, chaviv mitzvah b'shaita. Tzad v'shina tzad is not makabid the evet. Chaviv mitzvah b'shaita, you're supposed to do the mitzvah which the time is now. That's what you're supposed to do. That's what chaviv, you do that first. That's the prima gadim. Mela, if you didn't do that, you didn't do ketahanis chachamim. Somebody, you are even the ketahanis chachamim. You're not yet zakeil b'diavet. The madani antiv says no. They were choishish. If you're going to allow you to daven before the tefilas chayva, you're going to come to daven your tefillas, your tashlumin for shachris, before you let a daven the tefillas chayva. You're going to daven it in that half an hour after chatzis, before this man which is roi to be mashlim the tefillah. So we said no, always daven it after your chayva. Now we know mincha you can't do until half an hour after chatzis. You're not going to come to make that mistake. The Rajba says that you have to be mispalo at the time you're being mispalo the tefillas chayva. At the time that you're being mispalo shachris time. You're supposed to be mispalo the next one. The way that the Jewish seems to understand it. Eli Rabo, others that they understand that it's only miskabel, the tefillah is only miskabel agai the tefillah chayva. A tefillah tashlumin is only miskabel agai the tefillah chayva. And memela, you have to do the chayva first. If you don't do the chayva first, then you're not going to be able to have a tefillah tashlumin. There's going to be nafka minas, obviously, according to this. For example, we'll see in a minute. Let's say you only have 10 minutes, 5 minutes left to daven. What do you daven? So al tzadav shein tzadav tzadav kredim, we're not going to say to daven the one which is more tzadav, because you're going to lose the ability possibly to make up the tefillah that you're missing. Do the tashlumin first. However, according to the, if you hold it, a tefillah tashlumin is only niskabel agav the ikar tefillah. If you don't have an ikar tefillah, you can't daven a tefillah tashlumin. That we'll see beis Hashem. Sif beis. Mechaber paskins. Tov la yisbal minchum yisbal arvishtayim. Arishin arvish tashlumin yis tashlumin. Tov yisbal arvish yisbal shachrishtayim. Arishin shachrish tashlumin yis tashlumin. And then he tells you exactly how you should do it. Lach shemar yitzer shmane esrei. Yomar asher v'achakach yisbal shmane esrei tashlumi arvish. Chink yisbal arvishtayim. Mishum shlai yisbal minchum yomar asher bein tefillah tefillah. Mishnah Berurah tells the Ramah tells you, Machaber Ramah tells you what you're supposed to do in between each Shmoneh Esrei. And Betzim, the Mishnah Berurah says you don't have to do that Mikra Adin. Midino, all you have to do is wait Kidei Hiluch Arba Amos. That's any time you're davening two Shmoneh Esrei, you messed up in Tal Matar and you have to go back and daven. You also have to wait Kidei Hiluch Dalat Amos before you start your next Shmoneh Esrei. That's as long as you have to stop. It's a matter of seconds, 2 seconds maybe, in between each Shmoneh Esrei. Is it Makiv? It's hard to say that it's going to be Makiv in the Yevon, but that's the Din Lechatchila Kidei Shetzash of Daito. Now. If you're davening one after the next, the shah says, do you have to daven in a minion? You messed up the first one. Or, you didn't mess up, you have to do a tashlumin. Should you daven in a minion? Go find another minion that's holding my shmoneh esrei and daven the second tefillah in a minion or not? Not so common if you're davening a regular minion, but if you're davening shtiblach, ukedeme, then there's minion all the time. Every minion is, especially if you have 5-6 rooms, everyone is 10 minutes after the next one, wait another few minutes and you'll catch another Shmoneh Esrei. Do you have to or not? So Rav Shlomo Zalman says that the Chashlam has brought down, the Yishei Yisrael brings this down also as well, that you don't have to. You don't have to and you shouldn't. He says, lav dafko, that word dafko lav, because if you're going to start looking for a minion, then it's not going to be, you're not going to daven the second tefillah right after the first tefillah. You're supposed to daven it as close to the first tefillah as possible. Anything which is in between that we tell you to daven Ashrei or Chazar Sashas, these are things that are halakma the tefillah. But to go start looking for a tefillah, Shmoneh Esrei, and waiting in Mechulu, that's already going to be a hefsik. Maybe in this case I'll be in a shtiblach and I can do it. Kinira, since most of the time it's not going to be so simple to do without being masik, Mamela, they weren't geyser. So that he brings down from Chaim Kanievsky that it is roi. It is roi if you have ability to do it. I don't think that's the minhag olam. I do not think that's the minhag olam. And like Rosh Hashanah Zalman, because since most of the cases you don't have a minion which is readily available, and you're supposed to be matmid one tefillah to the next tefillah, therefore there's no chiyuv to daven with the Shmoneh Esrei. But Frat, he says anyhow you have the maila that you're davening in shul and you're davening bereivam, you're not davening together with them dafko, but you have these mailas. So therefore, it could be Maisef maybe, it could be that he says that as well. He says that it's a little bit of a hemshich of the first tefillah. It's a hemshich of the first tefillah. In other words, you're still davening a hemshich of your original Shmoneh Esrei. Your din is to daven two Shmoneh Esrei. Your choyves shachris is daven two Shmoneh Esrei. Shachris amarev. Mameila, we look at it all as the hemshich of your original tefillah. Which would be a little bit of a chiddush if you're waiting till after Chazar Sashat. But
what if you already davened Marav, let's say, and then he remembers after you finish Marav,
should he do it? Does he have to be matrich himself? He doesn't have to be matrich himself. L'chura, the quicker that you could do it. The question is, if it's ready 2 hours later, does it make a difference? 2 hours and 2 hours and 15 minutes. Hard to say that it does, but I would say that once they were ready, not masakin it. Like Reb Chaim Kanievsky says, is there a mila to it? For sure, there's a mila to it. Do you have to? You don't have to. Oh, so now should he, what should be the order? So the Maaseh Mishnah Berurah says over here that the best thing that you should do is, it's interesting, he says, if you want to listen to Chazar Sashat, it's not a problem. Then he tells you that you should daven Tachnun. So what's he talking about when he's telling you to daven Tachnun? When you're davening Yechidus? Or he's telling you, even when you're with a minion, Lechatchila, you should wait to daven Tachnun. Because Tachnun comes right afterwards. If that's the case, then the order, and this is the Ishii Seil says as well, is the order is, you daven, wait for Chazar Sashat, say Tachnun, Ashrei, daven your second tefillah, and then say Lam Natzeach. You don't have to say Asher again like the Tazas. Say Lam Natzeach while it's in and finish your tefillah. If you want, you can wait till the end of the tefillah, like the Mishnah Berurah says. After Olenu, you can do the same thing. Reb Chaim says that if you want, you could daven together with the Shatz. That's a good idea. If you finished in time, daven together with the Shatz. You also get Tachanun right afterwards. daven together after the second Shemoneh Esrei. He says daven together with the Shas, and that way you'll be able to answer Kedusha, and you'll be have the me'ain a Tefillah B'tzibur. It's mashma that you don't have to be'etzem me'ikra din. It seems like you don't have to wait to daven your second Shemoneh Esrei. There's halacha for those that were here in Simin Kuftes. Next Simin, that you're not supposed to start, if you did not start Shemoneh Esrei with the Tzibur, you're not supposed to start Shemoneh Esrei unless you're going to finish before the Chazan gets up to Kedusha. So now this person that's on his second Shemoneh Esrei, pretty slim chance he's going to finish before the Chazan, you never know, before the Chazan gets up to Kedusha. But Meila, should he not start? Or do we say, no, it's a Hemshech of his original Tzibur, and therefore you don't have to. L'chara, I didn't see anybody that says you have to wait. L'maisa, a good Eitzah, L'chara is this, like Reb Chaim said. Says Reb Chaim Kanievsky, you could daven together, finish your first Shemoneh Esrei, daven the second Shemoneh Esrei to go with the Shas. You'll be able to have Me'ina a Tefillah B'Tzibur because daven together with the Shas. You'll be able to answer Kedusha and Baal by Moedim and everything else. That's probably L'chara the best Eitzah that you could have. And you have Tachanun right after that. Do you say L'Kaini turn the second one? You don't have to, you never Mukhayiv to. If, because you always say Tachanun afterwards, we can say Psach Libi B'Zer Zah. You shouldn't have. But you don't have to. The Mishnah Berurah says that if you're holding in the middle of Tachnunim and they're getting up to Kedusha, the best thing that you, even though you can answer Kedusha, it's better to say Yilei Ratzon Mifi, me and stop your Tachnunim and be able to answer Kedusha than to, you know, have to say all the Tachnunim every day. Until when is a person allowed to daven Tefillah Tashlumin? So Mishnah Berurah says, he brings down, it's really Machlokes. It's really in. Sorry, Siv Gimel. That's Siv Gimel. Hoda Mashal Matvila Shivste Dafka Zman Matvila B'Shosh She'in Zman Matvila Loi. This is really a Rashba L'Chur. You're only allowed to be Mashal the Tvila B'Zman the Tashlum B'Zman Matvila. Now, what does it mean B'Zman Matvila? So we saw that there's a big Machlekes in the Neis Akino on the Shulchan Aruch. There's the Kino, the Siv Chaim, and the Yad Ephraim, and the Reb Kivi Eiger, the Behitiv Shari Tshuva. They all bring down, what's the old Dhanulis Nina? What does it mean Bizman Atfila? Bizman Atfila means at the time that you're allowed to daven the next Tfila. For example, if a person misses Shacharis, you can only be Mashem in the time of Mincha. It's supposed to be half an hour before Mincha, after Chatzais, you're not allowed to be Mashem. It's not the Bizman in the next Tfila. Or does it mean, no, Bizman, that you're davening the next Tfila? You're davening Shacharis now, you're davening Mincha now, daven right after the next Mincha, your second Tfila. A very big Nafkimino. What happens if you didn't remember till 2 hours later, or till 45 minutes later, that you didn't daven? Can you make it up or not? L'alach l'maisa m'shabur paskins l'chatchilo. You should try to do it right away. If you didn't, you could do it as long as it's a zman tefila. And that's me'ikar adin. How do I know it's me'ikar adin? Because he says l'chatchilo it's not roi to be mashlim to be masna. He says that on the tzad, like the other rishonim, the other achrenim, that you could only do it right away. Say that if it's not a tashlumin, then it should be in a davar. And what happens if it's Shabbos? Shabbos has no such thing as a tefilas nadavar. So if you didn't remember Shachris, the person didn't daven marav at night. And then Shacharis comes, and only 2 hours after Shacharis does he remember that, oops, I didn't daven Marv. Can he make it up or not? So, if you have to be Masneh, that if it's not a Tashlumin, it should be a Nedavah, you can't do that on Shabbos. So, says Reb Chaim, no, Zichar, you don't have to be Masneh, you can just daven straight, because that's the Ikra Din. The Ikra Din, according to Reb Mishnah Berurah, comes down, is that so long as it's within the Zman of Shacharis, the Zman of Mincho, then it's not a problem, even 3 hours later. So, if a person woke up in the middle of the night, and what's the Zman? It doesn't really say what until when. He says there are those that say you can only do it till Chatzais. But the Mashmois is that the Mishnah Berurah, according to the Mishnah Berurah, you have the entire Zman. Which would mean that if a person woke up in the middle of the night, 3 o'clock in the morning, because he had a nightmare that he didn't daven Musaf on Rosh Hashanah, that was one of the questions, and he wakes up in a sweat and remembers the Shrek, I thought he didn't daven, Mincho. Halacha is you would be daven right then, 3 o'clock in the morning. That's not a problem. You still could daven, even though it's after the Zman Lechatchilo, you'd be able to. Now, if it's the Zman after Dalat Shoyis in the morning, a person didn't daven Marv, and he only remembers after Dalat Shoyis, the Mishnah Berurah is Mashma, you cannot daven then. It's already after the Zman, even though if a person would be Nenas, he'd be allowed to daven Shacharis after Dalat Shoyis, and if he does daven Shacharis after Dalat Shoyis, he's allowed to be Mashma after Dalat Shoyis as well. But if he daven Shacharis at 7 o'clock in the morning, and he only remembered after Dalat Shoyis that he did not daven, according to Mishnah Berurah, you did not daven then. You wait, you lost the ability to for that tashlumin. Now what happens in our case? What happens if a person has only 5 minutes? He wakes up, he woke up late, he was smashed by Purim, and Baruch Hashem he davened mincha early, started drinking, and next thing he knows, it's 9:32 the next morning. And he didn't daven, not Maariv, not Shacharis. What does he do? He has 5 minutes. 5 minutes left. What does he do? He davened Shacharis, or he davened Maariv. Tashlumin for Maariv, betim, if you don't daven your Tashlumin for Maariv, then that's it, you lost your Maariv forever. But your Chayva Shaitoi is your Shacharis. So should you do your Shacharis or should you do your Maariv? The Tzlach clears this in Arasugyo. Now, L'chorra, it's telling the time like we said beforehand. If a Tzvila Tashlim is only Niskabel Agav, the Tzvila Tzvila, then there's nothing to talk about. You can't have a Tzvila Tashlim without a Tzvila Tzvila. If it's Tzvila Tzvila Tzvila, or maybe like the Madani Yantif that they said L'chatchila, you should daven afterwards, you shouldn't have to make a mistake. In such a case, maybe they didn't say that. L'chorra, the Mishnah Berurah. I'll just take one case of Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says in Simin Reish Tamach Gimel. Reish Peivav, in Chela Gimel. He says, thank you. He says, when you get to Musaf and Mincha, let's say a person has Musaf and Mincha, and he has 5 minutes. And he can only do one. Which one should he do? Im Musamach L'Arvin L'Shoyes L'Spal Shtein, he spal Musaf. The Mincha Yesh L'Tashlumen Be'Arvis, Masha Inkin Be'Musaf. Similar case. You have two tefillahs, one of them has tashlumin, one of them doesn't have tashlumin. He tells you daven musaf because musaf doesn't have tashlumin, as opposed to mincha which does have a tashlumin. That's what Magen Avraham says. Even so, l'chor is no raya from there. Like he's saying, because it's a zman for musaf right now. And they're both the zman akshav. They're both the shayt akshav. And not only that, even in that case, b'sefer dag mervava, l'chor l'kalav mirushami, shemefurish lehepuch. Yerushalmi says, Lehepach, they should do Mincha, and you shouldn't do Musaf. Chenik Shlob Seir Beis Meir. Kibeg is Miyashim Padrechik. But the... Thank you. So Lechura, I would say, Misvara, Lechura, you should daven your Tfilas Chayv Bereisha. Because the Tfilas Tashlumin, you write that the Tfilas Tashlumin, the Ikar Din that Chazal said Lechura, according to many Shitas, you could only daven it Agav, the Tfilas Chayv. Not only that, if you have a choice of one, you should make your at the expense of your chayva. You should be mashlim your tashlumin. You're pushing off the chayva which you have right now. Your chayva shait that you have right now. You should l'chori should be mekayim that first. And according to many, you have to be mekayim that first. And to show whether or not you should be doing tashlumin, you could be yaitza b'chalav that tashlumin now. Chayva for sure you could be yaitza. L'chora ain't something mighty me devada. In such a case, l'chora you should be mashlim your chayvas tashlumin bereisha. Your chayva bereisha, and not worry about the tashlumin. And remind yourself in the future not to drink so much. Sif dalid. The ein tashlumin al tefilas mukhalav bevad shem tov leis bal shachas lemincha mispal arve shtayim. Achrenet tashlumin mincha vashachas in the tashlumin chem shat tefilas. Comes along the Ramah and Paskins, the Mechaber and Paskins like Tesis, not like the Raivin and other Rishonim that say that you could be mashlim more than one tefillah, or more than one tefillah later. And what's the reason why? Why, if you missed two tefillahs, or you didn't daven shacharis, you only remembered b'mariv, why could you not be mashlim the tefillah? So the Rishonim, the Tashbit says that it's like dermit ha-prisheya. A person that didn't daven two tefillahs is a prisheya, dermit ha-mezid. And therefore, there's no din of tashlumin b'meizin. Bubas lo yichol iskain. Two tefillahs went by and you didn't remember. That's din b'meizin. Poishaya. The Pnei Yeshua says the same thing. Just the Pnei Yeshua says, if that's the case, then if a person was a nenas, then the chori should be able to be mashlim. However, the chori have to say that Chazal weren't machalik. In Kol Kama, they said two tefillahs is generally poishaya. Then you can't make it up. So the ma'isa, we're not machalik. We're not machalik in that. However, there is one case, the chori, that we are able to make up two tefillahs. What is that case? The Prima Kodim says, if a person falls asleep, takes a little nap, your wife took a little nap on Yom Kippur afternoon, and it turned into a big nap, and she woke up with Tekiah Shofar. What does she do? Can she make up Mincha and Ne'ilah? Or that's already two tefillahs. So both of the Zman of Mincha and Ne'ilah, Mincha goes to the end of Toshkiah, as does Ne'ilah. The Zman is the same for both of them. L'chura Ne'ilah is not connected to carbon. Mamela, there's no reason L'chura that you shouldn't be able to be mashed on both of them, and that's how the Prima Gun goes L'alach L'maisa. Be mashed on both of the tefillahs by Marav afterwards. Interestingly enough, the Chidot is not that way. The Chidah and Machzik Bracha says in our simon, he says no. And this is how it's, the Rishonim say, there's a Meiri that says this as well. He says that you can't make up a tefillah which is miyuchad to a specific day. You can't make it up after that day. Shabbos is not that way. Shabbos, if you missed on Shabbos, try to say after Shabbos because you're making up a mincha. You're not making up a tefillah which is miyuchad for the day. You make up a mincha. It happens to be that the mincha and Shabbos is different words. But you're best to be making up a mincha. Ne'ilah is a tefillah which is miyuchad to a specific day. Over Yumoy, batal tefillah saying. There is no tefillah of ne'ilah on a different day. And that's how the Kaf HaChaim goes, and that's how Rav Ozner goes. Rav Ozner actually has a future with Bnei Gesserit. He says that he passed in this way before somebody was in the second shuvah. He writes that somebody Tam Chacha Muflag showed him that the Prima Gadol says Lahadin Alekim. He says, but I'm not backing off. I'm not backing off. And he says that the Rashba is mavur like that, and the Meir is mavur like that. He says Memela Natsu. The Prima Gadol says straight up that you could, and that's what Yishei Yisrael paskins without bringing any Cholkim. That it's not a problem. That you could, not a problem to do that. Try convincing a woman not to make up Ne'ila after she missed it. Ne'ila, certainly you have about to be Semech on it. You want to be Semech on it. Certainly can be Semech on it. To be, if you want, a Reitz Lahader, make it tonight. That if it's not a Teshuvah, it should be in a Dava. For the Chura, certainly there is the Prima Gadol to be Semech on. Interestingly, Mishabur didn't bring it down. There's certainly to be, who to be Semech on. Sif Hei. Ava Bishayin Teshuvah Ne'ila Tefillah Smucha Leis Tefillah V'Tefillah She'achiris She'hifzid. Ain't lent us numin, Ratzel Spalis and Nadova, Vishad Vishum Dover, Shus Vyodov and Alphalasis came. We saw that this machlekes between the Rabbeinu Yoino, Rabbeinu Yoino says the Tesvis, and Yesh Mefarshim, that holds the Goyin, Rivid, that holds that you're allowed to make up a lot of tefillahs. Tesvis says you're only allowed to make up one tefillah, and they hold you're allowed to make up many tefillahs. The Rabbeinu Yoino says, Talmid the Rabbeinu Yoino says, quoting Rabbeinu Yoino, Ein das Murray Harav Noicha Bazir, Elanochim Moshem Rumchachi Tsarfas. Ein das Rabbeinu Yoino goes La Alocha that we pass like Chachmi Tsarfas, you can only make up one tefillah. Nevertheless, Rabbeinu Yoino says, however, Im Yurtel is Palis, but there is Nadavish, Chazish Vashem Dover, Shus Biyadav, Nachalasis came. That's our Machaber Paskins. Machaber is quoting Rabbeinu Yoino. That means, how do we Paskin La Alocha Lamaiso? La Alocha Lamaiso. Can you make them up or cannot make them up? Meikar Adin. It's clearly paskening like tesis that you cannot make them up. There is no din tashlumin for tefillahs that you already missed. That's not the past tefillah. You can't make up more than one tefillah. That's clearly how he's paskening. The Mela comes along and he says you want to be mashlim them. There's a good inning to be mashlim. There's yesh nochin lasis, but you have to be mechadish boydover. Why do you have to be mechadish boydover? We know anytime they have a suffix, whether or not you're supposed to daven again, you don't have to be mechadish boydover. Because the very fact, what's the point purpose of a chiddush? Chiddush is why else are you davening this tefillahs nedavah? For what reason? You just daven shacharis. Why are you davening this tefillahs nedavah? No, it's mechadish b'davar. It's a different tefillah, something which I didn't daven for beforehand. Meila, anytime that a person is a suffolk, whether or not he has to daven, the very fact that he's davening a tefillah to be mashlim that, or the davar to get out of that suffolk, that's the reason why he's davening it. I don't have to be mechadish b'davar. That's the reason. You want to know why I'm davening his tefillah? Because it could be that I'm mechayiv to daven the tefillah. Meila, in this case, lachor you have a suffolk. There's certain rishonim that say you could make it up. Certain rishonim that say you can't make it up. How come you have to be mechadish b'davar? The answer is because the Mishabura, the Mechaber is clearly passing like Rabbeinu Yoino, that we don't pass like the other Rishonim. Meikar Adin is going that there is no Chiv to be mashed on those, there is no Din of Tashlum and Bechlal and the other ones. Melo, it's a regular, it's not a Suffolk Bechlal. Ein das Moiri Neichem Azeh, you know, it's not a Suffolk, and therefore, you it's nice to daven a Nidava, but you'd have to be Mechadish Vadava. That's not the case in a case where a person has a suffix whether or not we pass them, Chachmi Provincia and Tesis. A person didn't daven mincha on Rish Chedesh. And he wants to daven, or he's daven mincha on Rish Chedesh, he left Ayal V'Yavai. Does he make it up on Matri Rish Chedesh or not? So there's a machlok between Chachmi Provincia and Rabbein Yehuda. How do we pass him? So there it says you could daven in a dava, you don't have to be mechadish by dava. Why is that? If you look at Rabbein Yehuda, Rabbein Yehuda says that he's masufik with dava. Moriv Rabbi was Masufik B'davar. That's a glass of Safik. Anytime you have a glass of Safik, you don't have to be Mechadish B'davar. Anytime that's clear one way, you have to be Mechadish B'davar. And L'chora, that's the pshat of why over here you have to be Mechadish B'davar. Ayin Siv Zayin in the grain, when you get to this Indian. Now, just what's L'maisa? Says the Magen Avraham that a person that comes out of jail or got out of the hospital on Rish Chodesh and he has to daven 42 tefillahs, he wants to daven 42 tefillahs to make up for the last 10 days, 12 days that he missed. The halacha is that he has to mention Rish Chodesh in all of them, Yalav Yavin in all of them. He says the same thing on Shabbos. The Chodesh, he says Shabbos, he can't do Nedava. But Batsim, you're supposed to be Mispal, all the tefillahs, sounds like on that day. and a person gets out of jail after 8 years, and a person wasn't well for 3 months and he didn't daven, then he's supposed to daven 182 tefillos in one day. Can he push them off? L'chura mitzvah, you could push them off. According to that sheet, besides the fact that practically it's impossible to do all of them one day, it's also according to that sheet, though, you're allowed to be mashed on tefillos from beforehand. Maybe if you have the chilus to do it and bipshi, you don't do it, then we're going to say not to. But anytime, we're not going to be mechayev you to do all the tefillos in one day.
Why does he say that?
Because any one that you do today, you have to do Yalav Yavin and all those. Even though you're doing 10 tefillos today. But you don't have to make up 50 tefillos. Now, I saw that the Rabbeinu Yoina, the Ish Yisrael, brings down this halacha, and he says that you can be mashma all the tefillos. I didn't see anybody that says lahedia not to. But I haven't ever seen anybody that has done this. There were many people that, over Corona, Rachman Atlan, that they were Munsham or Dam, they were on a respirator, they were on a... And they didn't daven for weeks on end. I never heard of anybody that afterwards he got out and he davened 42 tefillos or 150 tefillos or 3 tefillos. I never heard of such a thing. The Ma'aseh L'Mechaber says, Nochan Lasses Kein. What's the pshat? L'chora the Vart is because since it's only a nedava, it's not a teshlumin, it's a nedava because you're passing that there is no din to be mashed on the rest of the tefillos mikra din. The Mela in Timikov Zayin, the Mechaber says, Haraitz l'spal tefillos nedava. Person wants to daven at tefillos nedava, even if you're mechazif by davar, you have to know that you can mechaven every word from the beginning to the end. But we say, if you're not able to be mechaven yofa, we're going to say, don't daven so much. Halavai we should daven 3 tefillos kavuris. The guy's going to get out of jail and you're going to want him to daven 27 tefillos in a row. He's going to daven whatever it is. The chances are probably less than slim. I'm not going to say no. You could. But that he's going to be able to be mechaven even in one tefillah, certainly not in so many tefillahs. And l'chora, that's the reason why people are l'maisa not knowing that way. What? Because there is such a shita that says that way. So maybe it's kedai to have it tonight. But it, what? It's not a pure nedava because there is a shita that holds that way, so you might as well make that tonight. But Lamaisi is telling you have to be mechadish by davar. That means we're looking at it as a nedava. If that's the case, then it's very fair to say that you. It has a milo, there is a shita, so you might as well make the time because there's such a shita. But clearly, from the fact that we see mechadish b'davar, we're looking at it as a regular nedava.
In the case of
should you daven or not? Should you daven? No. Somebody shouldn't daven. A person that does daven is the alvin on all of them. The wouldn't be the daven. Sif vav. Avar kol yem v'leisbal musaf ein la tashlumin. For musaf, there's no tashlumin. We saw that there's two reasons. One is because how could you say the shenis hakarbanos at nine? Also, it's rachami. The tefillos that you're making up are rachamim. Musaf is not rachamim. It happens to be, just to be mouskier, there's a shita, the Rush brings it down, the Ravid, in Paragimel, Mishamesu, he brings down that the Ravid holds, that Musaf is also keneged Yudchas Brachis. Not just Tfilah Shabbos, even Musaf is keneged Yudchas Brachis. They just weren't matriach you, but Be'etzem, according to that, then L'chari should be shy to make it up. If you still have the Indian, you have the other time, that it has Karbonis, it has the Shenis of Karbonis, is also keneged the Karbon, and there, and that you can make up afterwards. Sif Zayin, and with this Sif will end for now. His Avila Yispal, Tzvila Achas, Inla Tashlumen, Afilu Batzvila Smuchalo, Vim Rotso, Yispal Yisena Dova, Vim Yisar Chidish, Yim Yispal Yisena Tzvila Smuchalo. What's considered an amazed? What is considered amazed? The Aruch HaShulchan says amazed is only amazed Gomer. Amazed Gomer, the guy knew he could daven, he's supposed to daven now, and he didn't daven. B'shot nefesh, he decided not to daven. Anything else, the guy forgot, a guy was busy in his business, v'chulu, then in a chanami, he is considered a shoygig, not a poisheya, and he would be able to daven again. Interestingly, the Mishnah Berurah says that if a person should have checked for tzoya, and he didn't check, he's a poisheya, and it's amazing, and there's no din tashlumin. Well, it's tough. What come out, it sounds like that if a person didn't check to see if there's a dirty diaper, and he davened, and afterwards he found the dirty diaper, that's it. Messed up. No tashlumin. That's not the case. If you didn't smell the dirty diaper, that means that it's not for sure. Then it's a spek speaker whether or not there's an issue to daven there b'chlal. Suffolk whether or not there's a dirty diaper. Even if there's a dirty diaper, it's tzoy mechutzpah. Tzoy mechutzpah is machlekes rishenim. Whether or not it has a din of reich, shir yesh le'ikr or ein le'ikr. Reach Shein Le'ikr, the halacha is as long as you don't smell it, you're fine. So Mamela, it's a speck, whether or not it's an issue. Even if there is a dirty diaper, it could be that it's not an issue if you don't smell it. Therefore, it's not a problem. If you did smell it, and you forgot about it, you didn't change the diaper, that's more problematic, but it's also machlekes, whether or not it's a, if you didn't smell it at the time of davening, if you smelled it, then you have an issue. But if you didn't smell it, then lechur also, it's a suffix whether or not you're not yetze. If you already knew beforehand, and you didn't switch it, and you couldn't smell it, yesh lion, whether or not it's a suffix tashlum, suffix whether or not you have a tvila, suffix darabanan, lechur wouldn't go back. You could daven a tvila sadava, I'll suffix if you want. But the Piskei Teshuva says, that if you went to sleep at a time that was already Zman Tvilo, and you didn't make a shamer, and you didn't put a timer, alarm clock, then you consider it amazed, and therefore there's no Zman, there's no Teshlumin. Now, Geish Lain, Lachor is telling what type of person the person is. We know that a person started drinking and he thought that he's going to sober up in time, and he didn't, then he's not considered a Peshia. If the guy thought he's going to get up in time, then it's not a Peshia. It's not a Peshia. If the guy knows Klar, he's going to sleep at 8:15 in the morning, and he didn't daven Shacharis yet, and he says Shmon Kriyas Shma, at 9:33, and he knows that he didn't sleep the whole night, then in Echlami, that's a Peshia, unless he's Mamash and Onus, he can't daven now. If a person's a Lachor, he can't daven now, doesn't have any Echlis to daven now, then he's an Onus. But in a case where he was shooting the breeze and he just went to sleep at it, in Chalami, that Yechlari would be considered amazing. Now, if person is... What's the case with the guy in line to the... First question. Guy's on the line in Six Flags Great Adventure. He waited in line 56 minutes ready for the roller coaster. And here's a person calling Mincha. And he looks at his watch. 8 minutes. 8 minutes, Mincha. No chance he's getting... Finishing the line off the roller coaster in 8 minutes. So best thing to do is daven right there online. If he's not gonna go find the minion, daven right there. But he's scared he's gonna miss it. A person that doesn't do it, lechur b'pashtis is amazing. B'pashtis is amazing because that which we say that if a person is oisik in his business, he's not considered amazing is because parnasa is considered a mitzvah for certain things, and therefore it's not considered amazing. The guy was oisik. Mashinkin over here or not. Interestingly enough, B'negeya to Mezid, it says that if you want to be, or you're supposed to be, somebody wants to mashlam a Mezid. The halacha is, you have to be mashlam it with a chiddush or without a chiddush. Do you need a chiddush or not? So we saw that the Rosh in the Torah brings down that you could be mashlam a Mezid, Shem Nebein. The Beis Yosef is mechadish, you don't need a chiddush. That was not in the Torah in the Rosh. Beis Yosef came along and said, you don't need a chiddush. Why don't you need a chiddush? It's clear that he understands that it's a tefillas tashlumin. And we give it the din of a tefillas tashlumin. It's not a choiva, but it's a rishus. It's a rishus of a tashlumin. It's not a nedava. Maybe you don't need a chiddush. It's a tashlumin. Come along the Bach and the Goyin, and they say, for sure you need a chiddush. The El Yerabba quotes the Bach, and he says, if you look at the Bach says, the only time you need a chiddush is if you're making up Shachar Samar. But if you're making up Mincha, even he's made that you don't need a chiddush. Why? Because it's Ktas Einis. Ktas Einis. Why? Because Mincha is the time that you're always busy. People are busy. Even if he's not busy in the middle of business, middle of the day. If you look at the Torah at the beginning of Hilchos Mincha, that's what he writes. He says that Eliyahu was only in Enev, it's Mincha, it's a special Zman. Why? Because it's the middle of the day. Shachar is before you start, Marv is after you finish. In the middle of the day, it's tough. So the guy, you're right. Ktas are in this. But the Maisa, Lachoro, there wouldn't be a Din Tashlum, but certainly such a person should make up the tefillah that he missed. And daven for Kapara.